Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome in Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, the daily overview that takes place on Talkers.com of the things that are going on, stories that concern the industry, stories that concern some of your favorite stars, stories that concern events that are taking place. There's always action, always things going on, so you ought to click on to Talkers.com every day to sort of keep yourself apprised of the situation. So I say hi to Michael Harrison, who's going to go through the top stories of the week and the top people, his list that he determines with the folks at Talkers.com.
And hi back to you, Doug Steffen, and hello to all of the talk radio fans listening across America. Here are the big stories of this past week on news talk stations. At number 10, we have National Football League action and the baseball playoff races. At number 9, the Emmy Awards. At number 8, immigration reform. At number 7, the Fed's economic policy. Climate change controversy. Yes, we're still talking about that, and obviously because the climate continues to change and it remains controversial. At number 6. At number 5, the Kenya Mall massacre tied with African Al-Qaeda threats. Number 4, Syria unrest, and that is tied with U.S. policy towards that. And at number 3, we have Iran nukes, and that's tied with diplomatic overtures. At number 2, we have the government shutdown threat. And number 1, Obamacare, back in the top position. And basically, I think discussion about Obamacare is going to be an industry for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
In our people survey, we had Hillary Clinton at 10, Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen tied at 9, Bashar al-Assad at 8, Vladimir Putin, lots of talk about him lately, at number 7, and John Kerry at number 6. At number 5, Hassan Rouhani. At number 4, John Boehner. John McCain and Mitch McConnell are tied at 3. Ted Cruz at number 2. And Barack Obama at number 1. And that's a snapshot of the most talked about broad strokes topics and people on talk radio.
All right. So we were talking about the numbers, the ideas, the things that are going on, the things that make it to the top of the talkers' charts every week. But there are other things, many other things, depending on the host, his or her attitude toward issues, the things that come around that are intriguing. And there's no one formula. Some people have a different way of intriguing people. I happen to have had a conversation with a fellow who is as experienced in radio as you and I are, and that is, he's been around for a while, and he was listening around, and I say this, please don't take it the wrong way, because I don't mean it to sound self-serving, but I mean it to bring attention to something that a lot of people have said is missing from the conversation world as it used to be versus what it is now. And I bring this up, again, not to be self-serving, and I'm not overly apologizing for this, but it was nice that he said, listening to my Good Day program, which is a show that I do Monday through Friday, the Talk Countdown is heard on the weekend on a lot of the same radio stations that carry the Good Day program. He said that your program is useful and fun like radio used to be. And I thought that was an interesting, I think there is a lot of utilitarian to much of what's on the radio today. And I think that depending on your sense of humor, if that's really what it is, there can be some fun. But do you think, I wanted to bring this around to you so you could give us a capsule of, in your own mind, what you think about the success of radio today? And does it need to be more fun?
Well, I think fun is a good thing, and I think that some things are fun, some things are not. Certainly, fun is a good thing, and we certainly want to see fun among the things, but some things are not fun. I view it more of variety, that I wouldn't want all of radio to be fun, because I think it's important that we have these forums to talk about serious issues. And so I'm not one who wants to see radio change and eliminate what it has. I want to see radio spread out and have more different elements for people to choose from on the dial. And that being said, we don't have as much fun and lifestyle and relationships and everyday subject matter and variety in talk radio as we used to. Back in the quote-unquote good old days, a talk show host could get away with just being a very interesting person, and you would spend time listening to that person's view of the world.
Yeah.
Storytelling, the way they interpret things, little things, daily things. Now, a lot of that still exists. It just doesn't get the attention that it perhaps deserves. But I'm for variety. I'm not for saying no more politics. You hear that a lot. Too much politics. I think it's good that we have politics on the radio, but that's not all we should have. And there's so many things that radio could spread out and cover, but they don't do it because this industry tends to cluster around what the guys in the suits and the guys on Wall Street and the guys, you know, that have the VP and the COO and the CFO and the CEO and the president before their name, what they think is safe. So everything takes on a sameness, and that is where we're falling short.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's way too much influence from people. I have run into this myself on some of the radio stations that I'm on, that maybe because of the independent nature of my programs, I'm on more of the independently owned stations, maybe a mom and pop station or a group that owns a dozen stations or maybe owns 40 stations, but not like the two big powerhouses that own hundreds and hundreds of stations.
Right.
And so they're often the people who are the program directors, and they program for themselves. Yeah, but they understand their market, certainly. They know, or at least they have found people who are on the same wavelength as they are to be advertisers. So they don't sometimes worry about what else there is there as long as they are satisfied. How many times have you talked to program people who say, yeah, I like that show? Well, it isn't about whether you like the show or not. If you're running a business, it better be what your customer likes, so that you can sell advertising and get people to listen to your station, right?
It's very interesting the way you put it. They program for themselves.
Yeah,
yeah, they do. And quite often, the people on the air are programming their own show for their boss.
Yeah.
They play to one person, their boss, as opposed to really having a direct link to the listeners and the boss being enlightened enough to know that that relationship exists and stay out of the way.
Yeah.
You bring up a very good point.
Well, I find it curious that we sometimes are not always thinking about the broader picture. And that's sort of what I was bringing up before in terms of whether there's fun or not. No, you're right. It doesn't need to be all fun. It needs to be serious because there needs to be a discussion of the issues of the day. Sometimes you can have fun with the issues, and that's part of it. And then you have fun with things going on with some of the personalities behind the scenes, to wit, Sean Hannity and Michael Savage. I want to talk with you about that. It's a big story at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We continue on the countdown in a moment.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, here discussing some of the issues. You can follow what's going on in the world of talk radio by going to Talkers.com every day. You go in and you see what the headlines are, and then you can dig into some of the stories. And one of the most intriguing stories this week, for those who like to listen to some of the national syndicated stars, the pitting, I suppose, maybe, Michael, I don't know if that's the right word or not, of Sean Hannity against Michael Savage. And that big deal that has made much, you know, there's a lot of trade talk about it. Is it a lot of talk, or do you think that it's an interesting scenario?
I think it's a very interesting scenario. You're going to have in major markets all across America, in big cities, even in small cities, you're going to have Hannity and Michael Savage on the two big talk stations at the same time. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon on the East Coast, it'll be what's called afternoon drive, and as you work your way back across the country, it moves up an hour until midday. So during prime time daylight hours, culminating on the East Coast in afternoon drive, you're going to have two heavyweights on at the same time against each other. And that will, I think, improve both of their shows, create more variety for the listener, and add a little bit of interest to the industry. So I think it's a good thing.
So
that's going to be next year. That's going to start in 2014.
Right. And so they're both considered to be right of center, and just kind of brings you around to some of the people who don't really understand what goes on. They think everybody who's right of center is supposed to sound like Rush Limbaugh, or that's the model. And so when you get these people, it's, you know, I mean, there are plenty of people who are right of center that don't agree on things. It's this, the news media once again befouling, besmirching, and begrudgingly covering something that they don't understand. So as you know, that's what happens all too often. You're called on to interpret these things for the news media because most of the time they get it wrong.
Well, most of the time they do get it wrong, and certainly almost any discussion about politics people get wrong. And there are as many different points of view right of center as there are left of center. And no matter where you go, it's like fractals. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to have the right and the left of any point. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as empirical right or empirical left. There's no one truth on either side. When you take a little slice of the right, you'll find it has a left and a right. Everything has a left and a right. We're in a three-dimensional universe, and apply that to political science. So there can be as much of a difference between Hannity and Savage, both on the right, as there would be between somebody on the left and the right. Sometimes you can have even more similarities between the left and the right than two people in the same place. That's why civil wars are always the bloodiest, worst wars.
Yeah, right, because in America is the best place to get that. There we were, a country united, but right, then divided. And in many ways, that's, we are blamed oftentimes by the unknowing news media for the problems, the discord, the discontent. It's a problem. Talk radio, those guys stir it all up. Yeah, and then you listen.
Yeah, but they talk about the left and the right as though they're static places that
right,
are all the same and completely clear.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It is.
The human brain doesn't work that way. Reality doesn't work that way.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, here with his weekly overview of the big stories, the topics, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is one Michael Levine, who is the founder of the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and also the founder of the LBNE Alert, a daily overview of the things that are going on in the world from the point of view of somebody who's a master interpreter of things that are going to get people's attention, i.e., as an important PR person, he kind of gets what's going to attract people's attention and works on that. So I ask you, number nine story on the Talk Countdown list this week is the results of the Emmys. So I want to know from you, if you will, please, what this sort of award win, the person who wins it, what effect does it have on their career, the availability of work, that sort of thing?
You know, I don't think it means much of anything in the long term. For about a week, it creates a feeling of a lot of self-congratulations, and I don't know what else to say. I think it has little long-term impact.
Really?
Again, it's a great short-term celebration, and I think it matters in the short term, but not in the long term.
All right, fair enough. Michael Levine here on the countdown. Ted Cruz is a big name. Matter of fact, number two on the people list this week on the Talkers charts. Ted Cruz embarrassed himself this week, some people say. What say you?
I think, again, for his base audience, the people that like him, he's a hero. But to the large population of Americans who don't care about Ted Cruz one way or another, he's part of another partisan debate that Americans by 80% don't approve of. So I think that's, you got to understand who your base is, and I think he does. So to his base, he's a big hero because he's sticking his finger in the face of Barack Obama and Obamacare. But to the large swath of independents in America, he's part of the problem.
Well, it's funny how people interpret these sorts of things. He's doing well by his base, but he can't win as president by just having his base. Some of these guys think they go to their base and they win in the primaries.
That's exactly right. But you can increase your speaking fees, you can increase your publicity, you can increase your notoriety radically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking of fees, there's a study out this week by some congressional study, the watchdog that supervises elections supposedly for Congress and the Senate, suggesting that because of the Citizens United ruling, there is more money floating around. We saw it in the presidential race to the race $4 billion or whatever it was. And now the numbers have come in as to how much those who are running. There's 704 candidates at the moment running for various congressional seats that are open or senatorial seats. So far, they have collectively collected about $300 million. And their war chest, that is money left over from previous campaigns, is over $400 million. So between the two, $700 million has been raised.
$750 million.
Yeah, to create images around these people and to get into positions that have to be extraordinarily power-based, and they have to have extraordinary impact on the individuals running. Otherwise, why would they spend all this money?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, wouldn't logic suggest if somebody, if a group of people is paying $750 million for jobs that pay a little more than, you know, a dentist in their own private community, why are they doing this? I think that's a reasonable question.
Yeah, but the public seems to embrace it in a sense, or that embrace it by not doing anything. I think that's one of the big stories. Frankly,
it does appear over and over again that we get the government we deserve.
Yeah, that we pay for, or that somebody's paying for. Michael Levine here with an overview of some of the issues, some of the people, some of the things that need to be commented on from the point of view of somebody who's an expert in telling stories about people and things that are important. Michael Levine from the LCO office in Beverly Hills, and also responsible for the LBN eLert.com. Read it every day.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, September the 27th. The top three items this week are all connected. Obamacare, Senator Ted Cruz and that 21-hour talkathon, and the threat of a government shutdown. Here's host Mark Reardon talking to Josh Krauser from the National Journal about Senator Tom Coburn and other Republicans coming out against Senator Cruz and the threat of shutting down the government as a way to defund Obamacare.
What do you think about what Tom Coburn said and what they're doing in the House right now?
Well, you know, Mark, what's fascinating about Coburn's comments is that, you know, you would have looked at Coburn as one of the most fiscally conservative members of the Senate. He still is, but now, and everything's relative given the wave of Tea Party members that have been elected over the last two elections. And now Coburn seems like an outright moderate compared to some of the folks like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and in the House, as well as some of the newly elected House members. But, you know, there's a big divide also between the House and the Senate, as you saw from Coburn's comments. And the conservatives in the Senate, led by Cruz, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio even, it seems like they greatly overplayed their hand, and they're almost acknowledging, you saw the interview from Coburn. Cruz was also on the Sunday shows, and they're acknowledging the limitations they have in the Senate, not just in getting anything passed, but even the Republicans, even though some of the more pragmatic Republicans like Coburn aren't necessarily going to support, go for broke, let's defund Obamacare without any worry about the consequences.
So what is the end game with that?
If you ask John Boehner what the end game is, he'd be honest, and they don't have an end game. It's really basically what's going to happen is it's going to go to the Senate. I think you'll see Harry Reid pass legislation that includes funding, restores the funding for Obamacare, and send it back to the House, and then it's up to Boehner to decide the next move. What you're likely going to see is this ping pong game go to the very final hour, and we're gonna see something of a replay from what we saw during the sequester fights and from the debt ceiling fights of a couple of years ago. But it looks like Boehner, unlike Newt Gingrich, is someone who does think about the end game and is not someone who is ignorant of the risks that a shutdown would cause for Republicans. But at the same time, it's not going to happen because of the caucus, because of the conservative makeup of his own caucus. Finding some kind of resolution at the very end isn't going to happen until the very last minute.
Here's Talk Host John Williams with one of his callers. The caller admires Senator Cruz for standing up for what he believes in.
If you're going to read to your kids, I don't exactly understand what that is. They're in Texas. You're in Washington, D.C., green eggs and ham. You've got to expect that that's the soundbite everybody's going to use. And the upshot of that is going to be that they ridicule you. That there you are going on and on and on about this thing. And by the way, I've read the article about how the thing ended, and then he voted with the Democrats anyway. The vote in the Senate was 100-0. But that was a procedural vote, and then the whole thing failed. But it's a man that took a stand. Now, the way they describe his stand on this is very conservative, Tea Party movement to defund Obamacare. And I'm wondering if you're one of those people who, while this guy may have been easy to make fun of over the last 24 hours, at least appreciates that somebody is drawing a hard line in the sand over this. Either he's completely ridiculous, that's fine, or maybe you're a little bit in the middle, all right, he's ridiculous, but at least his heart's in the right place. This Obamacare thing is bad. Or what? You think that the whole thing was ridiculous, he was an idiot, and that's an embarrassment to the entire process of American governance. So Gordy is a teacher. Gordy, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to make a comment about how the senators that presently want to try to filibuster, there's a process where they can basically phone filibuster, and they just don't have the courage to stand up and speak to their issues and then take the political follow-up that may come from it, or the recognition for standing up against something. They do it kind of behind the scenes, and whether or not I'm in favor of Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act is really beside the point. It's just his willingness to step up and say, and take a stand and do the whole, Mr. Smith goes to Washington thing, even though it wasn't an actual filibuster, and say, hey, you know what? This is where I'm standing, and I'm willing to stand up and take a position on it. That's really what I really admire about it.
Well, that's interesting. So if nothing else, he must have known the fallout. Even as he was doing it, the Republicans were on the steps of the Senate going, we're not with him, just so you know. And at least he had the testicular fortitude to take it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing I really admire. And I kind of tried to make contact with our senators and say, look, filibustering, I take 60 votes. That's the new majority now to break a filibuster. That's the real majority of what it takes to pass legislation if the minority wants to stop it. And so make people step up and do it in public so that we can be aware of what's happening. So I just have a lot of respect for it. That's all I have to say.
Up next, Rand Paul weighs in on Syria, and we'll examine the threat of a government shutdown here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Okay. New kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Happy you stuck around for the continuation of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing again all top three items that are connected: Obamacare, Senator Cruz and his talkathon, and the threat of a government shutdown. Here's host Derek Hunter talking to Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland about the reasons for wanting to defund Obamacare, even in the face of a shutdown of the government.
Are you with your fellow Republicans in seeking to defund Obamacare, and if so, why?
Oh, absolutely. The majority of the American people now realize they want to turn the clocks back to the way things were in 2009. Because they're seeing it. Employers, every single day another employer is announcing that they're dropping their employees from their health coverage. We're seeing these premiums go up way more than the president promised. We're seeing the people lose the insurance plans they like. They're not going to be able to see the doctors that are taking care of them. This is just a train wreck.
Now, even at the risk of a government shutdown, one of the things the president said today was, any damage to the economy that Obamacare might do, it would be far worse if there was either a government shutdown or the credit limit wasn't raised, the state's, the nation's credit limit wasn't raised, and the state, the U.S. would start defaulting on its loans.
Well, look, the president has always says that Obamacare actually helps the economy, so I'm glad he's coming around to thinking maybe it wasn't as good as he originally thought. But in the end, it's going to be the president's decision whether to negotiate on these two topics. Every other president in history has done it. This president did it 2 years ago. So I'm hoping that he comes to his senses and negotiates with the Republicans to control spending in this country and to at least delay Obamacare and the train wreck that's occurring with it.
Do you see this debate headed? I mean, will there be a government shutdown on Tuesday? And what do you tell your constituents who work for the federal government who won't get paid?
Well, they ought to call the White House today and urge the president to do what every other president has done and what the president did 2 years ago, which is to negotiate with both houses of Congress to come to a resolution before Monday. And I think the president, this is what the president should do. Now, he's drawn a lot, you know, he set up another red line here that he will not negotiate. But, in fact, no other president has ever done that. And that would be very unusual for a president not to work with Congress to fund the government and to pay the government's bills.
Here's talk host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky. They discuss the road Congress seems to be on, which actually may bring us to a shutdown of government next week.
Are we in fear of a government shutdown? Someone said complete chaos.
Well, I think that's a complete exaggeration. I don't think we're looking at complete chaos. What we are looking at is, I think, part of a, I don't want to call it an end game exactly, but a series of events that cumulatively could have the impact of not only downgrading our credit rating, but also scaring the financial markets and scaring the business community into kind of paralysis, which would be devastating for us at this stage of our economic life. The shutdown of the government, assuming that it doesn't go very long, I think the longest it's gone, a shutdown has gone, is 2 weeks. Would not have a huge impact. It would only affect those people who have certain direct contact with the government, people who are trying to get their passports done, people trying to get help from the IRS, people who are trying to visit our national parks. They would feel the impact, but by and large, most citizens would not have any, would not know that the government would be shut down. The problem is that this is just a couple weeks before the debate over whether we raise the debt ceiling of the United States or whether we default on our obligations, which could have disastrous consequences, and then continuing controversy over how we fund the government and at what levels, which have already had significant impact on the economy.
With this pre-show for the debt ceiling argument, or people just staking out positions so they can go back to their districts and say, I stood here because, you know, on principle, on terms of the government shutdown versus the debt ceiling, which is, as you said, we have to pay our bills. I mean, it's already things, the money's spent. It's time to pay the bills.
Exactly. We have already run up those bills, and this is a question of whether we're going to meet our obligations. It's not saying we're going to have unlimited debt.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about Obamacare, Ted Cruz, and the possibility of a government shutdown.
They need to compromise. They need to fix it and make it work for everybody. If it's the law of the land and we have to obey by it, well, then let's fix it and make it right. Because I noticed the pushback for the Congress and other people that gave them wipers. Well, what about the American people, you know? We're the long backbone of this country.
I own a treasury. I'm a Social Security recipient. I'm 72 and disabled. I watch the gold market. I'm furious at what they've done to our dollar and continue to do. It's a race to the bottom. I voted for Obamacare because I stay away from doctors and they keep dropping me when I really need them. There's a shortage of doctors in this country. It costs $250,000 to go to medical school. We have money for empire building, money for the banks, money to rescue insurance companies. We don't have money for enough doctors in this country. So I'm voting to shut down the government. I don't care if I miss a coupon on my one little treasury right now. Remember during after World War One in Germany, they printed money like crazy to the point where it began to be used as wallpaper. That helped cause World War Two. So our government is chaos. The whole system is chaos.
Just wanted to call to say I think Ted Cruz is a true patriot and trying to do the right thing. I believe he's trying to give the American people a heads up. Really, what's more on the right than the Congress and the Senate? Unfortunately, with the Rhinos and his own party, he's not getting the benefit of the doubt.
I think that's, I think they shouldn't be filibustering in the Senate, but that's not the proper way to go. But I agree that Obamacare is not the way to go, but I think that this is probably an improper way of getting rid of Obamacare. But they should go ahead and have a vote on it and let the Senate then work with the bill that they received from the House. And if they're going to take if they're going to take a section on Obamacare and defunding Obamacare, then take it back to the House and let the House deal with it there rather than filibustering. But I think that the Republicans are going to have to wait until November of next year when we kick the Democrats out to
to do something about Obamacare.
It's a pretty dangerous idea, a shutdown. You know, under President Obama, our economy is gradually picking up. The deficit is going down, and that's what the Republicans hate. They want to undo any progress that President Obama has made. They do not care about the American people. Ever since he won the election in 2008, it's been their main goal to try to take this president down and undo any good he's done. They remind me of bullies in a schoolyard. If they can't have all the toys, the Republicans, they will bust up any toys that are there.
Up next, we'll check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Scams are in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney, usually discusses some of the items that are in our list, the top 10. And I think because there is a lot of concern about medical scams, insurance scams, in light of what's going on, the choices that you may have to make as of the 1st of October, and generally the open season that it is with Obamacare, the lack of understanding, people are calling with all kinds of things. So Steve is here to review for us what you need to be aware of and thinking about when it comes to being, I guess, actually on guard.
The key thing is next week is the first date that people can actually sign up. October 1st is the first date, although the security system is being tested September 30th, the day before. So I wouldn't be urging people to be quick to be the first ones to sign up, because you may want to see what's going to happen with the security system that's going to have all of the information that you provide. What happens is the way people are going to sign up is they're going to speak with people called navigators. And, you know, the program could work very well. What's going to happen is these navigators will help you, in essence, navigate through the system, see what programs are good for you. Now, there are a lot of different programs that will have certain monies paid by the government, and you may be eligible for tax credits or cost-sharing deductions. And the way that they're going to find that out is there is a data hub called the Federal Data Services Hub, and it connects seven different government agencies, the IRS, Health and Human Services, Department of Justice, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, Department of Defense, and Social Security Administration. So these navigators will be able to get into these databases and confirm and verify the information about you and see what you're eligible for. Now, that's great, except for the fact that we don't know how secure this data system is. These data hubs have been individually hacked. Now we've got navigators hacking in, or not hacking into them, but going into them. We don't know who these navigators are. They no background checks, no fingerprinting is being done on these people. We also have real risks of the security in the various navigator organizations, because they're being done throughout the country in individual organizations, many nonprofit groups who are kind of this being farmed out to. Now, a lot of them are big and secure. Others are, and I'm not picking on these two, it's just their names jumped out, the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska or the Ohio Association of Food Banks. I don't know how good their security is. And your security and my security is only as good as the weakest. So until we know that data hub is secure, until we know that there aren't identity thieves who are got jobs as navigators, and they could, I think people might want to wait a little bit to see how it shakes out.
What's the opening again?
Yeah, the opening is October 1st. But what happened was...
But how long does it last, October 1st to...
Well, you've got to have your insurance in place by January 1st, 2014. Mm-hmm. So you've got you got a few months. But what my concern is that the security of this data hub, which is going to have all this information, they put off and off and off the final testing because it hasn't passed. And now the final testing is the day before the program goes into effect. And frankly, I don't trust it. So I would say at least wait a week, see what's going to be happening in the news. You and I can even talk about what's going on as far as the security there before people may want to get into it. Also, for any of your listeners who are on Medicare, you don't have to get new insurance under the Affordable Care Act. If somebody contacts you about that, they're not only a scam artist, they're violating a specific crime that could put them in jail for 5 years. So just hang up if you're on Medicare. You don't need it, and you don't need a new card.
All right. So the window is October 1st to January 1st. Wait a while. Are there any scams that you can think of that would be akin to other medical kind of scams that would be something that really stands out?
Yeah, there are a lot of them that are tied to this. One of the big ones is people being called and told that they have to get a new Affordable Care Act identity card. There is no such thing. So anyone asking you for that is a scammer. Also, they'll just say to certain people on Medicare, well, because of the Affordable Care Act, we need to issue a new Medicare card. So just give us your old number. Well, first of all, if they're from Medicare, they know your number. Second of all, Medicare is the one major federal agency that just is too stupid to get it, and they still use the Social Security number as the Medicare identification number. So if you turn that over to someone, you basically have made yourself a victim of identity theft. So those are the big ones right now.
Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman for being here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.